This podcast is brought to you by Mitsubishi Fuso. You can rely on us. Thursday, April 9, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. The truck drivers' strike was set to continue ahead of the Easter weekend, despite a breakthrough in negotiations on Wednesday. On Thursday, Road Freight Employers Association Labour Relations Manager Margarita Brown said that further talks between the RFEA and the four road freight unions had proved successful. The parties agreed to an across-the-board increase of 11% for all employees who were covered by the Road Freight Bargaining Council, including general workers and drivers. However, a fresh stalemate had now arisen. The South African Transport and Allied Workers Union was demanding that all terms of the negotiations should also extend to employees who were not covered by the bargaining council and who fell outside the current bargaining unit. Brown explained that this unfortunately meant that the strike by SATAWU might continue on behalf of employees who were not part of the current bargaining council. The strike would therefore continue indefinitely. The Energy Advisory Committee said on Thursday that the global economic slowdown, together with South Africans' commitment to conserving energy, had saved the country 645 megawatts in the past year. Committee member Nelly Magubane said that there was evidence that demand went down by 8% due to the economic slowdown, particularly in the manufacturing sector. This was good news for South Africans as they wouldn't experience the same power failures this winter as they did last year. Magubane said that most of the equipment had been taken for repairs to ensure that when winter arrived, the country didn't experience power shortages. However, the committee warned that it would be unwise to start wasting energy on the basis of what had been saved. Also making headlines, Eskom aims to reduce its total carbon emissions by 2050. Manufacturing output slumps with economists seeing South Africa enter a recession. A South African firm will participate in the Brazilian Air Force acquisition competition. And South Africa's Fosco Zirconia suspends its operations on depressed demand. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.